The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
James Brodnick's Ministries presents the Master Key Program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Apostle Brodnick's will teach you biblical principles and proven techniques right out of the Word of God that will establish you into abundant living. The Bible tells us that God gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. This ministry is designed to help you perfect your faith. Now, here is your host, Apostle Brodnick's.
God bless you and greetings in that all-powerful blessing and healing name of Jesus. This is your friend and your apostle of prayer, Apostle James Brodnick. And I tell you, I have been praying and helping God's people going into 36 years now. And I tell you, I am an eyewitness. I have seen God raise individuals up off of their bed of affliction and heal them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. And one thing I know, that God is no respecter of person, but He is a respecter of faith. Yes, according to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, without faith, it is impossible to please God. They that come to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Yes, beloved child of God, as you're listening to me, Alexandria, Pineville, Marksville, Cottonport, Appaloosis, Oakdale, Natchitoches, Natchez, Mississippi, Monroe, Louisiana, Fidelia, as far as my voice can be heard, I want you to know that I am here today to help you through the miracle working power of prayer, faith, and prophecy. Yes, when you dial our toll-free number, I'm telling you, we are going in prayer, and we're going to pray, and God is going to work the miracle that you need in your life. Many have called from around the world. Apostle Broadnax, I love my husband. He loves me. But our marriage is on the verge of breakup, headed for the divorce court. But through the power of prayer, God brought restoration to the marriage. Many have called me. Apostle Broadnax, my business is on the downward spiral. Sales is at an all-time low. We prayed, and now sales is at an all-time high. Yes, if you give me the opportunity to touch your life, to touch your situation with the power of prayer, I know God will answer. All I need you to do is to call me at 1-800-237-7801. 1-800-237-7801. 1-800-237-7801. And leave me your most urgent prayer request. And I believe with all my heart, soul, and mind that the good news is this. You could be the next one. Brag it on God just like this.
When Apostle Broadnax pray and prophesy, miracles happen.
Good morning, church. My name is Livingston Hackett. Or you can say Brother Hackett. But the reason why I'm here and giving this testimony to Jesus is because me and my wife was looking for a home, and we've been all over Pompano and Fort Lauderdale, and we really can't find what we really need. And my wife, she get kind of upset. I said, listen, when God ready, he will give us a home. It is his own timing, not us. So then we went over by commercial in the place area over there, we see a home. And when I seen it, I like it. I said, Lord, I like this house. And my wife said, she liked this house. So the lady was asking $235,000 for the house. I said, we don't have that kind of money. I said, but you know what? We got Jesus. He going to provide. And we went home. We pray about it. We hold hands. We pray about it. And God put it in we spirit a price. And we went back to the lady. And, you know, we called the lady from, we come to church that night. I went, Broadnax was preaching. And we wanted to go to a bank to ask for a loan, but we didn't know which bank to go to. So my wife says, you know what? God can give us an answer in church. And when the night when Broadnax was preaching, he says, you know what? Somebody might walk in SunTrust tomorrow and get what they want. And you know what? And my wife says, that's it. But then we walk in, then she went and she called up a lady from SunTrust bank, and the lady was giving her a hard time. And then, it's another lady that works there who is one of your members. And the lady says, who is that? That name sounds familiar. And the lady put, this lady put the other lady on the phone, and then the lady said, I know, that's Sister Hackett. And then they started to talk. And she said, you know what? I think I can help you. And my boss is in New York, and when she get back here, I will talk to my boss. When the boss, when her boss come back, and she and my wife talk, the lady said, yes, we can get you this money. And to make a long story short, they gave us the money without asking no questions. And then the bank turned around and gave us back $1,400 for closing costs. And it was so easy because God was in everything.
When Apostle Broadnax pray and prophesy, miracles happen.
You prophesied to my sister about she was going to get some money soon.
Yes.
Okay. We went to finish cleaning up the nasty house yesterday. We finished it today.
Mm-hmm.
God said there's some money in this kitchen.
Uh-huh.
I said, okay. By the time we got through cleaning, we said, Lord, where in the world is some money at in this kitchen?
Because,
you know, it was just inhabitable. So anyway, I said, do you need a crock pot? She said, yeah, I do. She said, but it don't have no top on it. I said, well, we can put a top on it. Ain't no big deal. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she got the crock pot. She took it home, and the crock pot fell down the steps and broke open.
Mm-hmm.
And it was $1,000 bills.
Thank you.
wait a minute.
Oh, you ain't through yet? Go ahead.
Then she said, underneath here. So I said, girl, I got to get to church. I'm going to be late. She said, girl, I found something else in there. I said, what you find? She said, I found 5 JF Kennedy silver dollars from the Mint in Washington, D.C. with the papers on it.
Listen, hold up, Glenda. Hold up, Sister Glenda. Now, last night, I walked right back there to her sister and anointed her hands and told her that God was getting ready to do it. And how many know the blessing was in the crock pot? Woo! Yeah!
Then when I pulled up in the parking lot, I just can't help getting happy. Now I pulled up in the parking lot, I said, girl, I got to cut the cell phone off. I got to get to church. She said, girl, I went in the bag that the lady gave us. She said, I found an 18-karat gold diamond. And a 14-karat gold ruby.
God did something absolutely incredible for us. It was absolutely incredible. This started two months ago, roughly. Our landlord at our apartment, he told us that he was going to raise the rent by $200. And I was telling God, I said, God, you know, I'm tired of getting this man my money. I'm thankful for being able to do it, but I'm just tired of paying rent. I want a home. And so we had came to church, and an apostle was in service that night. And I said, God, I said, I'm going to plant a seed. I said, I'm going to plant a seed. And I had a $100 seed. And I said, I'm going to plant this. I want a home. So I came around and I dropped the money in the bucket. And apostle said, it's a done deal. So I said, okay. So I went on back to my seat. Now, let me start by saying, we wanted this home. We ain't have no credit. We ain't have no money, no down payment, no nothing. So the next day, we get ready to go. I was getting ready to go to work. My wife said, you know, go ahead and take off, and we're just going to go and look for houses. So we called a realtor. The realtor was available. We went out that day. We started looking for places. Went to about 10 different houses. We found one house, and we walked in. We was like, this is the one. This is the one. So then we came to service later on that night, and I think this was probably like the 30th of the month or something like that. And the apostle was preaching. He was saying, "By just trust God. Just stand on God's word." And so I think you called for like a $300, $400 seed or something, and the only thing we had was our rent money, okay? But I say, you know what, God, I trust you more than this rent. This is what I pass the teacher. So we planted the rent money. And so I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen come tomorrow, but I just trust in God. So situations happen where the landlord was out of town or something or another for like 2 weeks or something or another. And by the time, he didn't even come to us for the rent. He came to us for the rent like 2 weeks later by the time we actually had it again. So this is the first miracle, all right? So long story short, we found the house. We put it in an offer. The initial offer we put in, the people rejected. Then we put in another offer, and they actually wind up accepting the offer. So, again, we're just going on complete faith. Long story short, by the time God worked everything out, not only did we close on the house, but we closed with no money down, no money out of pocket, no closing costs, no credit, no nothing. No nothing. No nothing but the Lord. It was nothing but God. Y'all don't understand. Y'all don't understand. And see, I'm going to tell you, the pastor said don't preach, huh? But see, y'all wasn't there when they used to put the eviction notices on the door. Y'all wasn't there then. So if y'all don't want to praise God right now, I praise them all by myself because we know what God done did. Amen. Now, and then I'm going to close, but to take it a step further, because we serve a God that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything we could ever ask or think. We planted a seed, and there was an opportunity that came up. And I'm like, when I saw the opportunity, I said, I'm like, why can't nobody else see this opportunity? And it was so apparent to me. And God showed me exactly how to present it to the company, how to market it, how to package it, the whole nine yards. And I'm standing here to tell y'all that on Wednesday, God gave me and my wife our own business. Okay? He gave us our own business on Wednesday. We closed on our house on Thursday, and my last day on my job was on Friday. Hallelujah! Now, this is the God that we serve. This is the God that we serve.
And if you don't want to praise him, I'll praise him for myself. I'm telling you what I saw for myself. I'm telling you, I saw it. I saw it. Just praise your way through and keep giving and trust in the man of God. Amen.
Well, beloved child of God, you have been listening to Miracles as They Happen through the prayer blessed ministry of Apostle James Broadnax. You have one thing to do. Pick up that telephone and dial your miracle at 1-800-237-7801. 1-800-237-7801. 1-800-237-7801. Dial that number. Leave me your address, your city, your state, and your zip code in your most urgent prayer request. And I'm telling you, I'm going to pray. And God is going to work the miracle that you need in your life. Well, the old clock on the wall is saying, James Broadnax, your time is up. You got to go. But I will see you on the next Master Key program. Dial now, 1-800-237-7801.
KAYT FM. Broadcasting on the cutting edge of technology. You can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop listening.
Sometimes your own children won't even come and visit you. And your feeble body, it might have been racking all with pain. I'm going to tell you something. When the doctors all turn and walk away from you and shake his head. Trouble, even in jail. And maybe they didn't do nobody wrong. Cause sometimes our children be false to cute. But I know a lawyer. And did anybody else know a lawyer? And did anybody else know a lawyer? That never, never, never lost a cute.
when it seems like your problems seem more than you can bear. Church, I know he's there. All the time. You know what? Right there in Jackson, Mississippi. I was in the grocery store. Three little boys. They had a sign. Help on it. Three little boys came in. Two white boys and one black boy. And when they ran in the door, they ran up on the manager. The manager asked him, said, well, asked one of them, said, what do you want the job for? He said, well, I want to buy me a bicycle. He asked the other little boy, said, what do you want the job for? He said, well, I want me a BB gun. And when he looked at that little black boy, tears started streaming down his face. Y'all listen to me good. He said, what are you crying for, son? Why do you want the job? He said, well, my mommy and daddy got killed in an accident when I was a little baby boy. He said, ain't nobody raised me but grandmama. And he said, grandmama done got old. She's sick sometimes. She can't get up and cook nothing. Sometimes I have to help her out of the bed. Sometimes I have to walk her sometimes. Sometimes I have to walk her sometimes. He said, the reason I want a job, I want to help grandmama pay our bill. I said that to tell y'all young folks something. You ought to be glad. Some of y'all ain't never been hungry in your life. You ought to be glad. You ought to set up right now and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, thank you. Oh, thank you. He's in the hospital. In the jailhouse. He's there. He's even in Africa, y'all. Let me ask you something. Is it in your soul? Are you trying to fool me? Because if it's in your soul, you couldn't be laid back like that. Is it in your soul?
Louisiana, let's Get ready to party at Downtown Rock October 24th at 6 p.m. Chris Ardwan will take the stage, playing the best Zydeco and party music in central Louisiana. You don't want to miss this Downtown Rock with Tony Groove live in the mix, playing all of your favorite hits. The party kicks off at 6 p.m., so grab your lawn chairs and head to the steps of City Hall. Alexandria Downtown Rock. Alexandria Downtown Rock. Brought to you by the City of Alexandria Division of Community Services.
The City of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM. Laissez le bon temps rouler at the 7th Annual Founders Day Festival, Friday, October 25th through Saturday, October 26th in Cheneyville. Come and enjoy a world of great food, all types of vendors, the one and only cash prize domino tournament, and the famous classic car show, and loads of fun and games for the kids. Friday night has DJ Train on the ones and twos. Saturday morning starts with a big parade and a free petting zoo with ponies for the children. The band Jambox will play on Saturday afternoon. And then Saturday night, it's Leon Chavis and the Zydeco Flames taking the stage.
Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave.
It's all going down at the 7th Annual Cheneyville Founders Day Festival, October 25th through October 26th. Let the good times roll.
The City of Cheneyville is a proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO.